We enjoy the process of getting ready every week, and we say the process takes care of the learning. So we're real specific what we want to get into Wednesdays, Thursdays, and Fridays. So we're looking forward to get back out on the grass here this afternoon and put the work in. That's our best way that we know how to get ready. So that's what will be at hand. With that, I'll open up your questions regarding the week of practice.
Coach, on signing A.J. Hoff, what does he provide for your linebacker crew? And do you have a medical update on Coleman playing in the high altitude?
Let's start with Hawk first. And number one, you know, scouted him for, you know, not just last year but years prior. Seen the experience, saw what he could do. Looked good in the workout that we brought him in. So now we'll get him acclimated into our system, both on defense and on special teams. And we addressed Coleman on the last visit that we had, but I'll update that again regarding he's in great shape and can't wait to play.
Andy played a lot of 3-4 for Coach Capers in Green Bay. How much retraining will you all have to do to put him into your scheme?
Probably the pass coverage is the difference. He's played 3-deep, and each, you know, team or system may have some small nuances, but that's what was at hand last night and today to help get him ready. So very bright guy, very good football mind. So now it's about learning the concept and getting some reps this week, led to bring him up to speed as fast as we can.
Coach, do you expect Deion to play in this game? What's his status today?
Yeah, status today, he won't participate in practice, participate in the walkthroughs, and then we're just going to kind of take it day by day. So the game was today, he wouldn't be able to, but we're going to take it all the way through the week. So he's able to do some things, but we're not there yet.
Who would step in for him if he cannot go?
What we did last week, Leroy did. Yep.
And linebacker depth right now, I know you just signed AJ.
Yep, we've got good versatility. You know, Phil certainly played a lot of football for us. Phil Wheeler has, both outside and inside. So he's another one for sure that we'll count on in lots of ways.
Do you feel like you need to add another linebacker? Or?
No, we feel comfortable where we're at now, Vaughn, in terms of adding the player that we did. So we've got good versatility in how we utilize the guys. They're totally prepared and ready. So that's why we like to move guys around to different spots. And when we do play the system that we play, sometimes the name may change, but that person has done that job before. A linebacker plays outside, plays inside. So we'll have that versatility in this game as well.
That was like 22nd against the run. They're very good at rushing the passer. They're very good defensively overall. Can you talk about how important it's going to be to try to run the ball?
That's for sure a factor. The front they have, if you just, you know, go into a drop back all the time, that's a hard sledding team, and they'll get after you. So we know the importance. Not just in this game, but every game for us. That's a real part of our identity, the way that we do love to run the ball. So we know the fronts, and certainly we know the matchups that we'll have. They've got a unique group of guys, and so we've got to work it out, but we understand in our world, too, in terms of the matchups we have in the run game, that's a real important part of what we do.
Ben, I know you normally say that it's about you guys. And
yes.
On yourself, but, I mean, is there a better barometer for you to find out more about your team than to go up against the team that wins the Super Bowl?
We don't try to look at it that way. What we do try to look at is, like, here's where we were, you know, we're trying to improve each week. So where's our, you know, where were we at offensively, defensively, and teams? And then we just try to solely find out the things that we can do better. So we thought offensively, defensively, on teams, there was things, here's the corrections, we can do that better. And now that's the challenge from Wednesday, Thursday, Friday. But we don't try to say that's a barometer, man. How much better can we get this week? That's really where our focus lies. Sure. Not a bigger challenge than normal. When you've gone through, you know, four games and some of the preseason, you know the experience. You've seen a lot of the routes, and we're preparing for the scheme. Very accurate player in terms of the throws and the discipline that he has. You've seen the connection on the deep balls already, so we've got a lot of respect for him.
How big is it to keep Von Miller from becoming a game wrecker and harassing Matt?
Yeah, for sure the guys that can ruin the game, you better give them special attention. And Von's somebody that has, you know, just produced at a really high rate. So we definitely have our work cut out for him, and each team has unique guys, and he certainly is one of the unique players for them. No doubt earned our respect just by watching him play.
Seems like they come at you in waves, too, with Derek Wolf and Shane Ray. I mean, it's like one guy after another.
Yeah, they've got a really talented front. The way they utilize the guys, I think Wade and the guys have done a terrific job there. The linebackers can all run. They've got a really stout and solid secondary at different spots. The safeties are tough as could be, use their size and speed outside at corner. So we love our matchups, too, in terms of the guys that we have, and we're expecting a great fight. We really are.
Do you get any intel from Richard Smith? Do you go about it that way, considering he was there for 4 years?
he certainly knows a few of the players and knows some of their strengths, but at the end it still comes down to the tape and our scheme against theirs. But any edge you can get, we always look for that, no doubt about it.
Yeah, what do you think the offense, one or two things that stand out, why this offense is clicking so well right now?
I'd probably say two things. One would be, our regard for the football, in terms of owning it, making good decisions, both in the run game and the pass game. And then second, we love when we have balance, where we have the ability to run the ball, the play action, the keepers that go with it. That's what makes, going against us so challenging.
Coach, it seemed like in the first three games, the defense was more susceptible to the screen play. Have you focused on that? Because it seemed like against Carolina, we were kind of staying at home and sniffing things out.
Really, there's a number of areas that we've tried to really address defensively. The screens are always a big part when you play a zone defense where there's people out in space and you're trying to get out. So it's forever an emphasis for us. The tackling and eliminating those explosive plays, that's got to be at the forefront of our thinking for sure. But Carolina had a very good screen game. They always have. But it's not more evident over one week over the next. It's always right at the front of our thinking.
Coach, do you see similarities between Demaryius Thomas and Julio just in the physical nature of their game and how they operate down the field?
They're pretty different. Their size, you can certainly compare to, and how you match up and play, and the speed and size factor for sure. But I would say past that, I think each have their own uniquenesses, if that's a word, uniquenesses.
Can you get Andy or AJ ready as a veteran guy? It's a little bit quicker, it's a little bit easier to get him ready if you need him for depth.
That's correct, Led. The purpose of having a guy who's had the experience, who's played in a lot of systems and played a lot of ball, that certainly you have some stuff to recall, as a linebacker, any player for that matter. So that was an important part. We're going to work hard with him over the next 4 days and see where we can get him to. But we're encouraged about what we've seen, just his knowledge out in the walkthrough today and going through some of the, being a part of the defense and on teams.
The cornerbacks, we haven't talked about Tlaib. Do they match? Will he match with Julio? Or they got Chris Lewis Harris too.
They've done both. They have matched for sure, and we'll anticipate some of that. They play a good bit of man-to-man. They're very good at it, and Tlaib especially. He's made some terrific plays for them through the years. At the end where he got picked, that goes back. He's a very good ball hawk. Those are some of the things that we've noticed about him. But the man-to-man coverage and the ball hawking are certainly things that we've got a lot of respect for him in his game.
That trio with Roby in the mix, how's that cornerback trio?
Roby comes in the nickel, and he oftentimes plays outside, and Harris will go inside. The thing that totally jumps off, he's a very good competitor, Roby is, and man, can he fly. He's got real speed to go.
Back to what D-Led was just talking about with AJ. So you do expect him to be active, no doubt,
We're hopeful. We'll take it through the week, but we're hopeful that would be the case, unless there was a setback or we didn't feel like he was ready. But that would be the aim going in, that we're brought him here to help and be a factor in it.
You talked about Leroy for Deion if he can't go, but what about at the weak side spot?
Well, we have a number of guys. Philip Wheeler would certainly be one. Yeah, he's certainly been one that can play inside.
And AJ can play both spots?
Yep, both inside spots, and so can Wheeler and so can Leroy. So all three of them, our inside spots are very similar how we play. Yeah, he's pumped to be back with his teammates, I can tell you that much. You see the bounce in his step right now. He wants to get out on the field so quickly to get rolling. So much like AJ, we're taking Jalen all the way through the week, how he'd done on the time that he had away from here. He looks fit. He looks in shape. And we're going to take him all the way through the next 4 days, and then we'll decide from there.